Good morning. Today is Sunday, July 4th. Happy holiday weekend for those celebrating in the U.S. You're listening to Seeking Alpha, the leader in market news and analysis. I'm Rena Scherbel, and this is Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's weekend edition. Our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to help set you up for the week ahead in the markets. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. U.S. markets are only open for four trading days after taking a breather for the Independence Day holiday. It's a quiet week for earnings and corporate events, although the IPO and SPAC markets are expected to stay in focus. One of the more notable developments of the year in the restaurant sector takes place when McDonald's launches its first ever loyalty program on July 8th. The week ahead also sees more buzz on space investing as SpaceX's first dedicated mission for the Falcon 9 with Starlink internet satellites and Virgin Galactic's spaceflight with Richard Branson on board are both fast approaching. In earnings news, we have Smart Global reporting on Tuesday, July 6th, Rush Street Interactive and WD-40 on the 7th, Helen of Troy, PriceSmart, and Levi Strauss on the 8th, and Greenbrier on the 9th. In IPO news, no IPOs are expected to price during the holiday shortened week. A rush of quiet period expirations on July 6th will keep analysts busy. Look for ratings to drop on a number of companies, including Marqeta, Canjun, Monday.com, TaskUs, Janux Therapeutics, Zeta Global, First Dibs, Acuity Ads, Zhangmen Education, and Splash Beverage Group. IPO lockup periods expire on Cullinan Oncology and Gracell Biotech on July 7th. Investors are also watching for more information on the Robinhood Markets IPO. McDonald's, as we mentioned, will launch its first loyalty program in the company's history. McDonald's Rewards will give customers the chance to unlock free menu items by collecting 100 points for every $1 spent on qualifying purchases. The program is part of the company's new My McDonald's platform, which includes the app and digital menu boards. McDonald's tested its new rewards program in Phoenix and New England to strong results before announcing the national launch. Noted McDonald's executives, our loyalty customers are far more likely to return in the next 30 days compared to non-loyalty customers. The fast food chain's loyalty program is highly anticipated by investors, hoping that it can generate the same sort of positive attention as the programs at Chipotle, Starbucks, and Panera. Airline traffic reports are due in during the week with the potential guidance updates, always a possibility with the monthly reports. Smaller domestic-focused airline stocks like Sun Country Airlines, Mesa Airlines, and Hawaiian Holdings have outperformed over the last month. Also watch for updates on Class 8 truck orders, the latest Nielsen reports, and Costco's monthly sales report for June. The newly launched Roundhill Ball Metaverse ETF, which trades under META, could attract some more attention next week as the first index intended to trace the performance of the metaverse. Roundhill vividly describes the metaverse as a descendant of the current internet that includes countless interoperable and persistent virtual worlds that integrate into the physical world to create a new medium and economy for work, leisure, and innovation. Top holdings of the next-gen fund include NVIDIA, Tencent Holdings, Roblox, Microsoft, Fastly, Coinbase, and Immersion Corporation. Universal is expected to hold down the top three spots at the U.S. box office for the three-day holiday weekend. If F9 at $28 million, Boss Baby Family Business at $15 million, and The Forever Purge at $10 million meet expectations, Universal will be the first studio to have the top three movies since Sony pulled it off in 2005. This week in Barron's mentions, the stocks and themes that are drawing attention in Barron's weekly edition. The case to buy European stocks is the subject of the cover story this week. A reopening economy, supportive fiscal policies, and relatively cheap stocks are noted to make Europe an ideal destination for investors. European airline stocks like International Consolidated Airlines Group, Ryanair Holdings, and Wizz Air are called interesting long-term bets. Meanwhile, the overall bounce in the economy is seen benefiting companies like BAE Systems, BNP Paribas, Booking Holdings, ING Group, and Irish Continental Group. This week, in our single stock focus, we're covering Micron Technology with Sunil Shah. The stock closed the week at over $82. Shah begins here. Micron released their Q3 F21 quarter results after market close last night that were received with skepticism by the market. In my opinion, the results were outstanding in virtually every aspect. Alas, given fears expressed by Wall Street analysts during the conference call, Micron closed down by 2.2% on 5.7 million shares in the after-hours market. This article is a short but necessary rebuttal of Wall Street's interpretation of yesterday's results. First, the detail on the May quarter results disclosed. Revenue of $7.42 billion versus $6.24 billion for the prior quarter and $5.44 billion for the same period last year. Operating margin for the quarter jumped to 31.9% from the previous February quarter of 20.2% and the prior fiscal year of 18%. This demonstrated the outstanding operating leverage inherent in the business. Non-GAAP net income of $2.17 billion or $1.88 per diluted share. There is no ambiguity in the clear surprise to market consensus that stood at revenue of $7.23 billion and non-GAAP EPS of $1.71. The surprise of 10% on earnings for the quarter is a reflection of the operating leverage inherent in rising average selling prices of both DRAM and NAND. From the earnings prepared remarks, Micron is confident that digital's demand from a more diverse range of end markets will continue to provide a tailwind to operating margins via higher bit volumes and a continued ascent in ASPs. Shah continues here. A snapshot of current street consensus shows the surprise, particularly on revenue, a raise of $300 million for the quarter. So why the negative reaction in share price? The negative reaction of the market may be attributed to two causes. A misunderstanding of the comment, digital memory supply chains are going from a just-in-time to just-in-case configuration, and a raising of the capital expenditure forecast by Micron. Shah concludes here. The possible negative interpretation is that analysts jumped on the fact that Micron's customers may now be adding inventory to create a buffer, and hence leads to more uncertainty in orders as there is a new customer inventory that adds to the supply as the industry is moving from just-in-time to just-in-case inventory. But this is entirely rational for the industry, having been stalled, say, in an assembly of a vehicle due to the shortage of a $4 microcontroller. The concern expressed by analysts is totally misplaced. Overall, Seeking Alpha authors skew bullish on Micron with 5 very bullish, 5 bullish, 1 neutral, and 1 bearish. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. To get Wall Street Breakfast and Stocks to Watch on your phone for your morning commute, subscribe to our podcast on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, or Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, Alpha Trader, and Let's Talk ETFs on those platforms as well. Have a wonderful week.